TV Memories, brought to you by DanTheArtMan.com. Episode 4, by Michael Plested. Growing up on the farm, television was always a means to connect to the outside world. We lived more than 20 miles out of town, and the nearest neighbor was a couple miles away, so it also served as a social outlet. The fact that we only had 3 channels for the first several years of my life meant we watched whatever was on at the time, and we liked it. Especially if the weather was bad and one of those 2 channels were unwatchable. Still, there were several shows that I never missed. The A-Team, the original Battlestar Galactica, V, and Charlie's Angels. They showed me worlds that I never dreamed I could be a part of. Whether it was outer space or some foreign country, I was able to put aside my rather mundane life and experience something totally different. I think it was the fantasy and spectacle of those shows that really made me gravitate towards science fiction and fantasy writing. Through that fiction, I was able to go wherever and whenever I wanted. It also had the additional benefit of being portable, so I could go to those worlds anywhere I was. That was probably the real beginning of my love affair with books. I read all the time. I don't think I really realized what effect some of the shows had on me. Some were obvious, like Dark Shadows. Reruns, I'm not that old. I never quite looked at the dark the same way. Every time I had to cross a dark yard, I would wonder if something was out there watching me. Other shows impacted me in ways that weren't quite so obvious. The one show that I now recognize as an important one to me is a little-known show called Cliffhangers. Cliffhangers was one of those television shows that was totally different. Instead of one story, it had 3. Instead of one genre, it had several, and the music the show used in each of the 3 stories? Well, let me just say, I really grew to love the moodiness of Moonlight Sonata. The show made me see things in a different way. My favorite of the 3 sub-shows was Dracula. I wasn't a big fan of horror then, but the writers made Dracula into something different. Instead of a simple predator, he had feelings. He had depth. It wasn't until last fall that I even remembered the show. That memory was sparked by 2 of my online friends, Scott Roche and J.R. Murdoch. They were talking about their writing plans for 2012, and I thought, gee, wouldn't it be cool if we did something together? Then the show Cliffhangers came to mind, and I didn't actually recall the title until another online friend reminded me. That's where the idea of the Action Pack podcast came to life. Perhaps the 3 of us could share a common goal of writing an episode of our own story each month and podcast it together. We met, talked about the idea, and you will now see in multiple ebook formats and hear the Action Pack podcast beginning February. I'm thrilled because it is allowing me to write a story partially inspired by some of the more recent television shows and movies about zombies. My story is Boy Scouts of the Apocalypse, and I've wanted to write it for more than 2 years now. So, television has been good to me. It provided me with an escape and a window to the world when I was young. It made my imagination soar, so I had to fuel it with reading, and now it is giving me ideas for more books to write and podcasts to produce. Is there nothing television can't do? Wink! Michael Plested is a writer and podcaster living in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I came to know him through his excellent writing podcast called Get Published. I have learned a lot about writing and the writing business from listening to his show, and on top of that, he has some great interviews with authors and people in the biz. If you haven't checked it out, you need to. Michael is a great interviewer. So go check it out at michaelplested.com/get-published-podcast. His other podcast of note is a novel that had me laughing out loud each and every episode. Galaxy Billies is the story of 5 humans from the Appalachian Mountains who are abducted by a semi-sentient starship named Grokmar, who needs an intelligent crew in order to function properly. Hilarity and all sorts of adventure ensue. Go have a listen for free at Michael's website or patiobooks.com. Also, this year Michael has a young adult superhero novel coming out through Five Rivers Publishing called Mick Murdock, Boy Superhero. I can't wait to have that one on my shelf. Also, this year from Michael, look for the Action Pack Podcast, as he mentioned in his blog post. You can find it over at actionpackpodcast.com. I'm really excited to hear the first episode, and I did some of the artwork for them. So, go subscribe, check it out, and get your helping of sci-fi, western steampunk, and young adult zombie survival action. With all of his writing projects, full-time job, family, and scout trips with his son, let's just say that Michael is a busy guy. You can follow him on Twitter at mplested and many other social media websites, and find out more about him and all the stuff he's got going on at michaelplested.com, and that's michell. It's a Canadian thing, eh? All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to another great guest blog post. In this TV Memories guest blog post series, we will have another one for you from J.R. Murdock next Friday. So stay tuned and have a great week. Take care. You can find the blog posts that go with this audio at dandandtheartman.com. This podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 International License.